very nice to be back, and I've never been here before. It's nice to be back, you know. And what a beautiful town, what a beautiful cathedral, Minster. And we've been out for several days now, about a week. And it's very interesting going around Britain doing the old songs. I must say, I'm finding the pace a bit intense because we've been doing one town per day, and some of the drives are a bit far for us. Well, they are, but it's not for me and Buddha and we're out there. We're doing okay, though. We're keeping up. Just. And once again, thank you very much for not smoking. I really appreciate it. I've been having trouble with my voice, so if you could stay outside the building, that would be great. I see that many of you are in the same age bracket as me, so maybe it won't be too much of a trouble to you. Anyway, it's really nice. Here we are. Let's start off with an old one called Ducks on a Pond. Not about ducks, but ponds with your rings. Ducks on a pond. Ducks on the pond, very pretty, swimming around. The lion and the unicorn, jumping very far. The answers are the questions, sir. The ladies rules, the lions burn.
Praise God, the open door. Ain't got no home in this world.
gathering possessions to make the fire rain. Darker walls that night. Praise God, the open door. I got no home in this world anymore. Named after Super Poster Paint. Mike tells me this is not the case. And who am I to disagree? It's probably named after a bottle of poster paint.
One, two,
twinkle of darkness grows the petals of the morning. It shows to them the birds singing just behind the dawning. Come to bed to the cloud queen that's lapping. Thank you. of darkness rose in the echoes of the morning. It shows to them the birds singing and chirping, and the dawn comes to French the clouds green.
Thank you. Same. Jerk band stuff, yeah? But it rapidly lost its centre and expanded out in all directions. And it often was quite hard to categorise it. And we were starting off playing folk clubs, you know. And sometimes it was kind of an uneasy mixture between the Morris crowd and the psychedelic sort of scene. I thought we were completely weird. Well, I always rather loved Morris dancing, actually, I must say. I still like it. I like the tunes, you know, and the dancing. Anyway, not to make too long a job of it, this, a lot of the songs seemed a little strange at first hand. And 30 years or so later, they still seem a bit bloody. There we are. This one's called The Eyes of Fate.
The lion's in the rose. filled with light.
diners, though the lamp is lit. As the diary walks to the river, seeing the tall man and seeing the ferryman. That their faces are none but his own.
Table fills with dreams.
tablecloth and also the table.
This next piece is a little piano tune called African Bird.
Thank you.
members of the band on the far side of the stage normally play the keyboards, but currently playing a cutaway guitar was the Los Dando. Next to be Peter Williamson, my wife. Far side with the banjo, Mr. Clive Palmer. James Michael Herron, stage center. Myself, formerly companion of Duke Marshall Montgomery, and now currently Napoleon III.
Preferred for you to zilling the buses slightly, but there you are. Yeah. at night, at night, so easy, at night, in my soul.
From the 60s, and I've really started to get to know her, and I absolutely love her singing, so I thought I'd do a song with Robin to pay tribute to her. Thank you. It's called Tideways.
Yeah, we've got time for that. James Joyous, who wrote such works as Finnegan's Wake, with the immortal lines in Finnegan's Wake as "Yes, yes, yes," and from his other wonderful book Ulysses, the lines "The sons of Ham, bread and mustard there." I like both of them a lot, but this is his famous song, "Strings in the Earth and His Vapors."
Yeah.
slides with a pale green glow. Trees of the avenue. The old piano plays an air, sedate and slow and gay. She bends upon the yellow keys, her head in lines this way. Shy thoughts and gray white eyes, and hands that wander as they gaze. Thank you. winter at midnight. Could not hold him, I could not burn him, nor the earth enfold him. Rise up, Lazarus, speed and shelter. Brother of the soldiers, stop your gambling and talk to me. These were Stephen, the reason and condemned him. The grave was empty where they had laid him. Incredible String Bands played in America since 1974.
So it should be quite interesting. I believe they have all sorts of things lined up for us there, including great hotels and numbered rooms with doors to history and so on. And we'd like to finish the set, which we very much enjoyed playing for you. We'd like to finish with an Indian song. It's one of the songs that Veena remembers from her childhood. First of all, in Dar es Salaam, and latterly in Cambridge, Liverpool, Leicester, and Birkenhead, where I met her. This is one of an Indian film song called For Pass Rahe.
So lovely to see all of you, and from the really nice to see our lovely daughter and a friend here, who's a real inspiration to me. Thank you, Ashley.
Mark, well behaved. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the art of the encore, in order to be performed to perfection, requires wings with curtains into which the band gracefully strides and then returns to tumultuous ovations and a promise of £150 extra in solid cash to do one more number. So can we assume that within the bounds of civility, your fancies have been tickled sufficiently for another one?
Right.